Hello and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta and I am your host. And today's episode is episode number 12 of season 2. And the title is Resurrect Thyself. Goddess, resurrect thyself. It is your responsibility. And only you can do it. Only you can work with your soul, with your light, for your light, as the light, to make these internal shifts that, of course, will show themselves externally. Yes, absolutely. But none of this is about external behaviors or shifting patterns. This is all about understanding that you have the power to change yourself on the inside first. And before I dive in, I just want to say hello. Hi, hello. I hope you are breathing and feeling and you're grounding and you are beginning to really take time. Take time to connect on the inside. And so this is where I want to jump into an example of what it really means to resurrect thyself, right? Because resurrection, what is resurrection? Goddess resurrection is you ascending. It is you embodying your light. It is you building light body. It is you being the light, the divinity, the soul, the infinite being that you really are, while playing human. And so this is a process that this entire planet is now beginning to go through. We're in the beginning stages, yes, but it's showing itself everywhere. And of course, as you know, I've said this before, a big part of this ascension process is the purging, right? All of the old energies, all of the old traumas, all of the old victim consciousnesses, all of the old fears, any and all of the lack and limitation patterns, including all of the, you know, wrong thinking and disempowering thinking now has to be changed. And only you can do that. And so I want to give a quick example of one of my clients because, she's really been committed, so committed and steadfast, you know, moving through the challenges, moving through the back and forth, because it's not linear and it's not something that happens overnight, right? It's a process. It's a journey. But staying very committed, when we first started working, she came to me with all masculine conditioning, which most of us are deeply, deeply conditioned within the masculine energy, all externally focused, right? All looking out, looking to the external to get attention, to get approval, to find worth, right? To cater to, overgive to, so all masculine energy. But like I said, it's not just about the external. It's about the internal first. And so this client internally also bowing to the masculine energy within herself, right? Because that's part of this masculine energy conditioning. She has been conditioned, and we all have been conditioned, to bow to our masculine energy within. The ego, right? The ego voice, the ego stories, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the judging, yeah, judging self, being hard on self, right? All of this, was so much her reality. Of course, very smart, very intelligent woman, Ivy League college, super logical, gotta see it to believe it, show me the numbers and then I'll buy it. You know what I mean? Like super, super externally focused. So it took her some time. It took her some time to even accept her feminine energy as an option. And it was really wonderful and beautiful how she observed herself and her masculine energy patterning, and the ego voices within herself that kept wanting to tell her, what are you doing? This is unsafe. Can't trust this. How do you know? You need proof. Don't believe it. Why are you resting? You're wasting time. You should be doing this and you have a list of things to do. And why are you allowing yourself to just be when really you should be going here and contacting this person and scheduling with that person? And so it was really an amazing process for her that she observed and shared with me as she journeyed along this road into her feminine energy more and more and more, right? And so a part of the old masculine energy conditioning, as you all know, is of course the ways in which we react, in ways to reacting to the external, right? So she sometimes would have moments, she sometimes would have days where she was able to stay in her feminine energy, and she learned her feminine energy. She got to know her feminine energy. She began to trust and listen to her feminine energy. She began to enjoy being in her feminine energy. She really loved it. But then life would happen, things would happen that would trigger her into old masculine energy reaction. Also normal, right? Also part of the process. And so whenever things got really intense or overwhelming or unexpected, it would take her back into the masculine energy reaction. And from there, she would stay there for a while, and really understanding this and recognizing this, but not really able to yet perceive how am I able to deal with life? How am I going to be able to respond to life from my feminine energy when these and such things occur? Well, so again, these questions are normal and a part of the process. And she continued along. And just now, we had a session yesterday, and she was so happy. She was so excited. She felt so satisfied within herself because she's had a very challenging, very overwhelming couple of weeks. And she was able to stay in her feminine energy. She was able to navigate it. She was able to move through it. She was able to flow with life, stay out of her head, stay out of the thinking, stay out of the judgment, stay out of the worries, but instead, continuing to feel her way through the choices, through the commitments, through the days, dealing with everything as it came along from this calm place. This calm place, peaceful place, clear place. Because remember, when we are in our feminine energy, we have clarity, we have wisdom, we have the information of the cosmos available to us, right? And so she was able to really stay in this joy of herself and, just living through it. That's how she phrased it. I'm living through it from my feminine energy. And it felt so good. And she felt so great about it, right? And so I'm bringing all of this up because obviously we have, the holiday of Easter coming up. And hence, resurrection, goddess resurrection. Although I do not belong to any religion, of course, I respect them all. But for me, resurrection is much deeper, right? It's a much deeper meaning because we've forgotten about our feminine energy. And even, the way in which women are now feeling as we equal, right? Equal to men, that's still masculine energy. That's all still masculine energy. And it's okay. It's appropriate because, it needed to happen in order to even just get women into their empowerment, get women into their, strength and availability to the workforce, to the marketplace, to, feeling the freedom to create independence for themselves. all of this is continuously going to shift even more into the feminine energy, because it doesn't mean we cannot right now exclude success and career from the feminine energy. And we don't need to, because we will all learn as we remember, as we resurrect ourselves, how to be in the feminine energy and to be so impactful and so present to the shifts and the healing of this world, right? Because that's what's happening. That's when the goddess returns, when it's time for the transformation. And it is. And so the reason for this episode is that a lot of my clients, right? Everybody's ascending, but my clients are consciously ascending and working with it and, you know, doing the work, the healing, whatever necessary purging. And then on the other side comes the light embodiment, which also has symptoms attached to it, right? We have the ascension symptoms that come with the light embodiment. And, it's scary. It's unknown. And the egos are ringing the alarm bells and, yeah, this is scary and, you know, how can I trust it? And again, it all has to start with the internal. You have to remember that the masculine energy is the thinking, is the logic, it's the external focus, right? The external relatability and all of the old beliefs that have been conditioned into us. All the external attachments, all the fears and insecurities, it's all part of the way we've been conditioned through the external, which is the masculine energy. And so this, of course, is trying to fight for its survival. And it'll continue to doubt and mistrust this feminine energy, the magic, the intuition, the light that comes through the feminine energy, right? The patience, the calm, the clarity, the wisdom, the peace, the grounding, the oneness consciousness, right? The expansiveness, fearlessness, right? It's all us being in our essence. It's connected to soul. It's being light flow when we are in our feminine energy. And so, yes, the ego doesn't know better. But it's our job and our responsibility to now actively support ourselves, right? That's how you get to resurrect yourself. Learning to support yourself, even in moments of not knowing, even in moments when it's scary. And of course, eventually living from your feminine energy, learning to live from your feminine energy. And so this self-support through these ascension times into new earth experience is a practice. And so I have four points that I outlined here for you just to keep working with, right? Make sure you remind yourself, listen to this frequently, and really pay attention to these practices. So number one is put yourself first. Commitment to yourself has to be first, has to come first. Of course, when you have kids, you need to give and you need to be present and you need to, you know, give to them the time and the energy and the attention that they require. But this doesn't mean you cannot put yourself first. It doesn't mean you cannot be in commitment to yourself first, which actually means you have to pay attention to how you feel, right? Because when you're in connection with yourself and you're paying attention to how you're feeling, you will be able to say, while you're with your kids, for example, oh, you know, this doesn't really feel right to me in this moment. Let's do this instead. Or, you know, this isn't really such a good idea. It doesn't feel like this is gonna go well. Let's revisit this idea later, right? So again, as mothers, it is important to already learn this process of putting yourself first, which means feeling your guidance, feeling your gut, feeling your intuition, and honoring it and letting it be the guiding energy. And then sharing this with your children, right? And letting them learn early on the power of this inner guidance. And of course, from here, right, from this inner connection of this guidance, of this intuition, we then use the masculine energy to put it into action, right? To put it into thoughts and to put it into words. But again, you also have to understand that you guiding your thoughts and you guiding your words and you guiding your choices and actions from your wisdom of your light, from your feminine energy, right? That is the way of the new earth. It is an inside out experience. It is a soul guided, light embodied experience. And that is how you will raise your vibration more and more and more. So putting yourself first, your needs as well, not just your intuition, right? Not just your gut feeling and knowing and what is rightness and what seems like, just doesn't feel so kosher, but also your needs, right? You have to also honor your needs and express your needs. So let's say the kids are a great example, by the way, because other than kids, you know, when you as a goddess put yourself first, everybody else will always benefit. Right? So take that as the golden rule. But with kids, it's just slightly different because they do need a lot of attention and energy. But there is a way for you to work with your children to where you can say, okay, great. Mommy really needs to do this and this and this later. Mommy really needs to take a bath later. Mommy really needs to take a moment and meditate later. But we can do this for you first, or we can do this for you afterwards, right? So learning to negotiate with your kids, learning to, you know, have your kids be a part of your self-care, you putting yourself first, you honoring yourself, you standing in your power and honoring your needs, right? When you express this and you stand in this, right? And you come from this place and you are in this self-loving, self-worth, self-respecting energy within yourself, then again, you're teaching your children right then and there how important it is and how wonderful it feels and how great the outcome is when we do address our needs and we do tend to self first, right? Because then they will see how it's fulfilling to you and it keeps you peaceful and it keeps you happy and it keeps you flowing. And the children are learning the same thing because they learn through osmosis. Kids learn ascension through osmosis. They soak up, their little sponges, any and all of the information and the choices that you are making. They take it in. Right? They do. So committing to yourself first, right? Number one, put yourself first. Fill your own cup first and everybody else will be happy. Number two, learn to be more patient and forgiving with yourself. And again, remember, notice this is all about you on the inside. None of this really has to do with external, although it relates to the external. This is all about you staying deeply connected to yourself. Yes? And number two was also inspired by this client example that I gave in the beginning because, you know, she was sharing with me how she's really been paying attention to being more patient with herself and being forgiving with herself so that if and when there is a moment when the reaction pattern takes hold, if there is a moment where, you know, there is a choice to the old habit, the old tendency of old kind of distraction, Because that'll happen. It's a two-step forward, one-step back process. Two steps forward, one-step back process. It is normal that we go into the new and then a little bit more of the old, and back into the new, a little bit more new, and a little bit more back into the old, right? It's a back and forth. It's a swing for a while. And so what really worked for her was that if and when she would catch herself reacting, or if and when she would catch herself wanting to compare or overthink, or if and when she would find herself people-pleasing, right? Or if and when she would find herself, you know, only considering others and not herself, she would catch it. And instead of beating herself up, instead of getting annoyed with herself, instead of now making herself feel worse, and this includes impatience, right? Because we want to be so perfect right away. We want to be able to do it all right away. We want to be able to be in the feminine energy all the time. Well, that's masculine energy. Because the feminine energy just is. And there is no attachment. You're in the present, you're in the now. You're in the breath, you're in the grounding. And you're able to forgive yourself, and you're able to smile at yourself, and you're able to acknowledge the process, and you're able to be patient with yourself, knowing that it's a very, very deep, deep, deep undoing. It's a very deep repatterning. And beating yourself up on top of it is very harmful to your soul. It's never, ever, ever productive. So being annoyed with yourself, or frustrated with yourself, or impatient with yourself, or pushy with yourself, or mad at yourself, don't do it. Don't do it. Practice forgiving yourself, being more forgiving with yourself. Practice being more patient with yourself as you get better and better, and stronger, and steadier in your feminine energy flow. And it's okay. It's okay to not be perfect all the time, because remember, perfection doesn't exist. In your light, you are perfect. In this human body, you will never be perfect. You will continue to evolve. All of the light that you are will never be able to fit into this body. It would spontaneously combust. So therefore, you can let that go. And let it be a journey. Let it be a progression. Let it be a continuous evolution that will last for the rest of your life. For the rest of this lifetime, you will have opportunity to level up more and level up more and bring in and embody more and more and more light. So don't rush, because rushing masculine energy contracts you and your energy, which then has the opposite effect. Yes? Good. So number two, right? Being more patient and forgiving with yourself, and smiling at the process, smiling at the ways in which the old energies want to try to come back. It's normal. Part of the process. Just have to catch it. Good. Point number three. Number three is self-communication with your ego. So you communicating with your ego, and you correcting your ego, and you gently bringing your ego on board, and you reinforcing the newness and what you're learning and what your intention is and where you're going is very important. And so this is where I want to bring up the example of two other clients. Because we are having these, ascension symptoms and this purging happening on all levels, of course, right? So it's emotional, it's mental, but it's also physical. And one of my clients, has been feeling physically challenged. And which is making it a little harder and a little bit more challenging is because she's got a lot of other lifetimes that are purging where there was bad experience in and around health, right? And so right now what we're noticing is that, yes, we're all purging on different levels through the different bodies at different times. And physically, when it comes to physical changes, sometimes we have our Achilles heel, right? So somebody could have weak lungs and they just keep having a lot of, you know, tightness in the chest, or, you know, having a hard time breathing. And, you know, so that could be old purging that has been there for many lifetimes. This particular client, you know, she's been dealing with a lot of lightheadedness, like a lot of panic coming up, you know, a lot of almost a sense of out of body experience, which freaks her out. And she's at the supermarket about to faint, and, you know, thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe that's the better thing. At least then I'll know, right? That's all ego talk, right? That's how the ego is now going to jump in and have all sorts of arguments, all sorts of, you know, justifications and, you know, ways in which it wants to make sure you're safe, right? So the ego wants to make sure you're safe. That's its job. It just holds on to what it knows. And your ego doesn't know the unknown. Your ego doesn't know your light. Your ego doesn't know your feminine energy. Your ego can't trust your intuition. So it's your job to slowly but surely keep this communication with your ego on the track of, hey, I'm ascending, right? I'm learning here as I go along, and I'm learning to be in my feminine energy. And I know this is scary to you, and I thank you for wanting to warn me. I thank you for wanting to protect me, but you have to understand, I need you on board. I need you to open yourself up to this unknown. I need you to open yourself up to this intuition, this feminine energy, right? And it's okay for me to rest, because my body needs to rest to embody this light. It's okay for me to not rush and push through every day, because that's not the feminine energy flow, and it's actually going to work against me in the new earth manifestation way. So you have to explain the new ways to your ego. You have to stand up for the new ways. You have to actively, out loud, communicate to yourself, to your conditioning, to your ego, what is actually happening instead. Yes. And so this also goes for the ascension symptoms themselves, right? So lightheadedness, right? Feeling bloated, the teeth could be hurting, sleeplessness or needing more sleep, people having gas or migraines or cravings or blurry vision, right? All sorts of symptoms that can really make people feel scared and want to run to the doctor. Or, right, the ego can also say, you know, who will I be? How will I know what the outcome of this will be? And I don't recognize myself anymore. And, you know, how can I trust this? And maybe it won't be fulfilling. And maybe I'm going to be so different that I'm not going to feel good in myself and my life, right? These are all the concerns, the worries that the ego and the conditioning will throw up. And that's all normal. And this is when you need to be in charge, and you need to, as if you're talking to a child, as if you're talking to, you know, a small child, and really explain, I understand your concerns. Thank you for sharing. But come over here, come into the breath, come into the space of peace, come into the space of feeling what is right, come into the space, join me in this space of, yes, I can trust this intuition, I can trust this inner voice, this is myself, this is me, the infinite me guiding me now through the feminine energy, now speaking with me to the human me, and this is now going to be a beautiful, beautiful new relationship that I'm going to nurture and grow, right? So self-communication with the ego, super, super important. Number four, learn your feminine energy. Learn it, learn it, learn it. It's not going to happen by itself. It's not going to happen magically that your masculine energy is just going to step back. Never going to happen. You have to put in the effort. You have to carve out that commitment, that time, that space, and build it in. Remember, build it in, build it in, build it in. You have got to build it into the day now, not just 20 minutes of meditation in the morning or 20 minutes in the afternoon when you're walking the dog while you're on the phone. No, no. Got to build it in very consciously, right? It's a relationship that you have to nurture. It's your guiding energy. Without being in your feminine energy, you will not manifest your new earth. You will not ascend. You will not embody your light body, right? So for you to spend time and very consciously be in the breath, be in the grounding, stay present, stay connected within, catching yourself getting externally focused too much, overthinking, overdoing. Okay, catch it, whoop, back into the breath, back into the grounding, back into feeling, back into being present with yourself. And by all means, build in self-care, lots of self-care. Bathe, walk, breathe, flow, paint, cook, whatever it is that you want to do. Pottery, right? Build in these wonderful doings that are very feminine energy supportive, where you can be in an active meditative state. So meaning, right, so pottery, for example, one of my clients is loving her pottery right now because it gives her space and time to not think and just feel, because it's tactile, right? So she's feeling the clay and she's, you know, moving the clay with her hands. And, you know, so this is giving her action, which is still some masculine energy, but at the same time, she doesn't have to think. And she's making her conscious practice to be, and to be in her feminine energy and just to enjoy the moment and just to be present in the here, in the now, practicing being instead of doing. Although these are doings, we can still have them be feminine energy based, feminine energy connected. Right? Because we want to learn to eventually be in our feminine energy all the time. No more in and out, no more over here and then back in. No, no. The ultimate goal, and this is going to be your ascension. This is going to be your resurrection. This is going to be you being light, being embodied. When you're always in your feminine energy, going about your life, taking care of business, doing what you got to do, from the inside out. Like my client said, living through it. Living through it. Go ahead and live through it. I hope you will have a wonderful weekend. And I'm grateful for your energy and your presence and your time. As always, I'm sending love and light blessings to you and yours. Hugs and kisses. Mwah. Ciao for now.